With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Sirens sounded across Israel after Iran launched hundreds of drones and ballistic missiles overnight in an unprecedented revenge mission. The attack marked the first time Iran ever launched a direct military assault on Israel. On Fox News Saturday night, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Lawrence, said the attack actually exposes Tehran for what it is.
Before, people in the Middle East could pretend that when Iran sends Hezbollah to shoot hundreds and hundreds of rockets at Israel, when Iran sends Hamas to fire thousands and thousands of rockets at Israel, that somehow Iran is not involved. And now that veil has been removed.
Iran had vowed revenge since April 1st in an airstrike in Syria killed two Iranian generals inside an Iranian consular building, an attack that Tehran accused Israel of being behind. Meanwhile, the White House is vowing solidarity with Jerusalem.
Late Saturday afternoon, the National Security Council confirmed that Iran had begun an airborne attack against Israel. Spokesperson Adrian Watson added that the United States will stand with the people of Israel and support their defense against these threats from Iran. President Biden arrived here at the White House after returning from his Delaware Beach home to meet with his national security team. And at the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had spoken with his Israeli counterpart. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A new poll shows Trump over Biden.
When asked which president did more to help people like them, roughly one-third say Donald Trump and about one-quarter say Joe Biden. Yet 30% of adults say neither president benefited them. This polling underscores why we're hearing so much about certain issues from the two campaigns. Biden's emphasizing abortion issues, and Trump is focused on immigration.
Lilney Sanders reporting, SRN News. A couple of the scientists are taking a closer look at transgenderism.
Dr. Alex Byrne of MIT and Dr. Carol Hooven of Harvard have penned an editorial for the New York Times in which they condemn the use of the term sex assigned at birth. The two academics say that phrase, quote, creates doubt about a biological fact when there shouldn't be any. This is not progress. It is worth pointing out that Byrne and Hooven are not opposed to transgenderism, but argue that the language being used by some activists is anti-science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Methodist Church is preparing for its general conference in Charlotte, North Carolina this month, an event that was originally set for 2020. And it's expected the gathering will see a formal split in the UMC over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. The denomination has lost thousands of conservative congregations over the past decade because of the LGBT agenda. SRN News. The bird flu outbreak in dairy cows spreads to more than two dozen herds in eight states.
Health officials say the risk to the public is low and the U.S. food supply is safe. Commercial milk remains safe because pasteurization kills the bacteria and viruses. However, there is limited information about possible transmission of the virus in unpasteurized milk or cheese products. That's prompting officials to warn consumers about the risk of consuming raw milk. Jason Walker reporting.
A Dallas anesthesiologist was convicted for injecting a nerve-blocking agent and other drugs into bags of intravenous fluid, which led to the death of a coworker and caused cardiac emergencies for several patients. The 60-year-old man faces up to 190 years in prison. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.